T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, we got a World Cup starting up really soon, don't we, Robbie?
Oh, yes. Heated rivalry.
What is it, on Fox or Fox Sports 1?
I believe it's the English version is on Fox, on Big Fox, but I'm watching it on the Telemundo.
Yeah, World Cup's about to get going. France and Belgium, they're just getting set to start away. Before we get out of here today, I got two $50 bar tabs to Gold Rush proper cabaret. If you guys want to go to Gold Rush, get a $50 tab on us. Got a couple of those to give away before the end of the show, so keep on listening to that.
Uh-oh.
What's that, man?
Somebody said, how many chickens? I have a chicken farm. We don't need one.
We don't need one.
We're just going to just chase it and catch it.
Yeah, we need your best in shape chicken.
Really?
Yeah, we want your Thor chicken.
Oh, no. I think all chickens are pretty fast if you try to catch them.
Oh, there's got to be chickens that are just bums.
No, they're already cooked. They're already fried chicken.
I don't want a chicken that's good for my ego. I want to earn it. That's how I want to go about this thing. All right, so we got World Cup starting. Roger Federer is in action at Wimbledon as well right now. Now, this is what's going on as far as the MLS. So I guess they're having their vote coming up soon. And the way they want to put this is the plan is to put this giant complex where Melrose Golf Course is. Now, Ray Allen, big golfer, loves golf. Loves it.
Yes.
There's been a lot of support for putting the soccer there. A lot of people want the soccer stadium in Miami. Obviously, they want to see the sport grow. World Cup numbers have been monster.
I take it it's going to be along the lines of people that golf versus people that don't golf.
I would say so, probably.
Right.
And I got to imagine that Ray Allen can golf wherever the hell he wants. He's Ray Allen. Maybe outside of like Augusta if he's not a member, but I imagine.
Bet you he's golfed.
Oh, yeah. You're telling me Ray Allen, the guy who's hit the biggest shot in NBA history.
If I got invited there, Ray Allen is down.
Had to have, right?
Yes.
Invited where? Augusta?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So Ray Allen comes out with this long Instagram post where he's basically against them plowing over Melrose Golf Course to build a soccer facility.
But explain why.
Well, he is saying that there's this program, the First Tee program, which teaches young people the game of golf and gives them a public place to play. There's not a lot of public places to play golf down
there. There's not a lot of people that will let you play on their golf course for free. It's
right.
More like.
So he says, if you're familiar with Miami at all, there aren't too many public courses for kids to play. This Thursday, July 12th at 1:45, there's going to be a town hall meeting on whether or not this stadium should be built. Whatever you choose, now is the time to speak up. If you want to keep this beautiful plot of land and keep the stadium, please wear orange in solidarity to the meeting or sign this petition. Now, here's the problem. So yesterday...
There's a caveat to that. And somebody was explaining to me that along with the discussions of tearing it down, because of the First Tee, they're considering making it a 9-hole course or leaving the driving range and the facilities open to...
I've heard that too. Like, they're not going to tear down everything.
Right. Well, no. I think the latest plan, according to Jorge Mas, who was on a couple different media entities, is that they will try to keep the driving range and a couple other things, but not make a 9-hole course.
Well,
which would be sad.
This is the problem. So yesterday we threw our weight behind the Southern Legion and their petition because they're like, oh, you know, they listen to the show. So.
We do love the Southern Legion. They're
shout out to the
great
Southern
fans.
Legion.
Yeah, shout out, man.
However, the Southern Legion didn't hit the greatest shot in Miami Heat history. And so whatever the guy who hit the greatest shot in Miami Heat history wants, I'm going to have a problem turning him down because he's Ray Allen.
Here's the other problem.
He hit the shot.
Now, let me put this out there. And it's just options, right? And this is one of the reasons why we're where we are with this. The golf course is supposedly losing money. And in most cases, when golf courses are losing money, they sell the land and build something up.
Correct.
So,
right,
if that's
so,
the case,
so basically,
it's, if it's not going to be a stadium, it's going to be something else if they keep losing money.
That was actually one of the locations shopped to Amazon to build their East Coast headquarters.
So this thing's a goner no matter what?
Evidently, if they're losing
money.
It's
not doing well, right? It's losing money. So, I mean, the chances that it's going to end up turned into something else are great. Would you want it turned into a soccer stadium and a bunch of other stuff, or, you know, a tech park or Amazon headquarters or whatever?
All I know is at this town hall meeting, if you got handsome David Beckham walking into this meeting and he's going to be super charming and you're on the other side of this and you want to keep the golf course, good way to battle that in a Miami meeting is to have
the guy that made the most famous shot in Heat history.
That's right. Because David Beckham's walking, I'm so handsome, Commissioner. It's good to see you. Good to see you. Good to see you. And they walk in and say, here's for the pro keeping the golf course side. It's Ray Mother Bleepin' Allen, Jesus Shuttlesworth. It's a tough battle.
By the way, supposedly it's tied 2-2. They're just waiting on one commissioner to make his vote.
A swing game.
Is this commissioner a golfer?
I don't know.
It's going to be with Ray Allen.
I haven't done a scouting
report. Is Ray Allen going to tell David Beckham to put those yellow ropes back inside?
Keep in mind, a lot of the people making these decisions don't golf there.
Actually, from what I heard, a bunch of city and county people do golf there.
They do?
Yeah.
It's losing money. We've seen it throughout South Florida, you know, these public golf courses.
They've gone away, man.
They've gone away. And the only courses that are available are private courses because they can sell the land and save face.
How does pardon my complete ignorance, I've never played a round of golf in my life.
Mm-hmm.
How do public courses work? I mean,
nothing. It's not
basically
a private course. You have to be a member to be able to play there. A public course, anybody can go and play there. But
they still charge a fee of some sort.
They charge a fee, and some of your, for example, where Tiger won in was it Crandon Park? Not Crandon Park. Crandon Park is a public golf course.
Yes.
But in San Diego,
yeah,
that's a public
Torrey
golf
Pines.
Course. Torrey Pines is a public golf course. Bethpage Black is a public golf course.
Oh, wow.
So when they have these major championships there,
right,
it's one of the things they emphasize that anybody can play it.
Isn't Pebble a public golf course?
Pebble is a public golf course.
For
$500, you can play a round of golf, too.
I got out of my car at Pebble Beach, walked onto the green, just walked onto the fairway, just was walking around, walked into the ocean.
It's weird, man.
Yeah.
So
walked into the clubhouse. It's fancy in there. And they didn't care. Public.
There are, you know, some public golf courses that are able to sustain and you know, maintain and make enough money to stay open. And then they have programs where, you know, a lot of kids can't afford to, say, if they want to get lessons, to go to a private club and do the camp or whatever. And sometimes these public courses will have camps and stuff where kids can learn how to golf. They have the first tee. So there's a lot of things that probably need to come under consideration. You can't just say, we want a soccer stadium. You should, you know, part of being a community is you take all those things under consideration and have some type of plan to accommodate all these programs that may go through.
The problem I fear is I don't care how much the Moss brothers and Beckham and everybody else says, hey, we're not using any public money. It's all private, all that stuff. The people down here are so sick of stadium referendums and getting just completely walloped when
it comes
to this stuff.
Well, you only got walloped once, so it's not getting tired.
No, that's not true. That's not true. There was all sorts of different...
Well, how far back are you going to go? Because the Stephen Ross spent $500 million of his own money.
No, that is true, but I'm saying, like, I mean, yes, you're right. I mean,
okay, so
you have
how
to go
far
back like, to...
Okay, but once you go back before that,
yeah,
you still gave the Marlins a stadium.
Correct.
So that's shame on you.
Correct.
So I don't. Who cares about all that?
Well, there's also
there's people that...
They said they're not going to use public money. It's going to be all private money. So be it. If you don't use all private money, we're not tearing up a golf course to accommodate you.
No, but even to B's point, like they spun that with the Marlins too, where they were like, oh, it's tourist tax dollars. Like it's not really coming from the Miami citizens.
No, but the people still didn't have to vote on that.
No, they didn't. But they went
right.
But they still spun it that way. Like it's not going to cost anybody anything.
But it didn't cost the owner anything either.
No, it didn't.
Right. I mean, if so, for example, if these owners come in and say, you know what? We're going to put up $150 million towards this facility.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you got skin in the game too. That's a different situation than what the Marlins did. Okay? That's closer to along the lines of what, you know, Stephen Ross did. So, like, it. Look, if the city is a little weary of, you know, using any type of public money, I agree with that.
Well, the other thing, too, is let's hit the headline thing first, Robbie, and then we'll get to the rest of this.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
Like, nobody denies that soccer is super popular down here. I mean, the World Cup numbers are tremendous. But there's a difference between the World Cup doing well down here and a Miami team that's going to do well down here. Don't deny that the sport's very popular, but what do you think is going to make it any different from any other franchise down here that doesn't have the catch, doesn't have the real gimmick that gets people to go out there? Because there's not nationalistic pride that's going to be behind all these people. But like this, just because
soccer is a little different, though.
I don't think it is, man.
You know, you think it's going to be the same?
The club level is way not the same as the international level.
No, I mean, I get it. But if, like, I get what you're saying. But based on the numbers from World Cup, I mean, can you say the interest is there? If you were bringing a franchise, an MLS franchise here, wouldn't you use those numbers to say, the interest is here?
World Cup's every 4 years, though.
There's definitely a love for the sport. Can there be a love for a Miami team down here just because it's here?
The big issue, I mean, we've had the soccer debate in this town for a long time because it goes back to the Strikers, it goes back to the Fusion. We've had different soccer teams here. And the bottom line is, and maybe the demographics are different than it was in those times. And the Fusion were in Lockhart Stadium, which was horrible, and the Strikers were, 40 years ago. But the problem is that, and Robbie kind of touched on it, which is the reason why soccer is so popular down here is because you have so many different nationalities and people that root for their countries when it's the World Cup. The question is, will all those people come together to root for a soccer team that is from their locale and not from where they're from?
Well, I just put it for, let's just talk about our basketball team. Like the Miami Heat, we always rate really, really high down here for the NBA Finals nationally. We have a very big thirst for basketball.
That's because of Team Petty.
But last year, when did the ratings really spike for this Miami Heat team? When Wade came back.
Right.
There was a bit of a lull as far as interest with the team.
But
even if it's a team that has won in the past and has a good fan base,
but
it can still weed people out in this market.
But again, while there is there's a big thing of international basketball when the Olympics come around or what have you, it's completely different in soccer. It is just a completely different sport when it comes to international allegiance to your country where you're from versus rooting for a club team in a city where you live. It's a totally different situation.
How so, though? Not in this city. How
are you saying? You saying you question whether it will work in the first place?
No, I mean, I think it'll work, but you can't.
They're using World Cup numbers to determine that.
You can't definitely say because of the World Cup, this is the highest rated city in United States of America, that they're going to sell out that stadium every night and it's going to be the most watched, listened to thing in the history of South Florida. Because look at the World Cup numbers, because it's a completely different animal.
Here, how about this one for an analogy? World Baseball Classic always sells out here, but no one goes to Marlins games.
Correct.
It's about cheering your heritage, not cheering the sport.
That World Baseball Classic also once every 4 years.
Correct.
Anyway.
But, Robbie, they could do the World Cup every year. I don't think it would get old, but it would still be the same thing.
It would be a slight, it wouldn't be the same a little bit. But, yeah, you're right. It's people still watch the World Cup.
Even when they do the
take away from it.
When they're qualifying for the World Cup.
I mean, even like you're going to have a friendly down here in August, and the stadium's going to be off the chain.
Yeah, but that's why I wonder with this city. Like, is this going to be any different? And I know that the demands aren't going to be as much for attendance. Like, it'll be what, a 20,000 seat
stadium? Between 20 and 30, I think.
Okay, so you're not looking at wanting to have the 70,000
similar to like Rollins Park.
But it's different when you have those brands come down here for a one off because it's an event. And that's what we do, man. We do those things really well down here. I just wonder is that going to translate just because soccer is growing and this is a hotbed for it, will it be enough to get people actually behind the city's team?
Yeah, and that's probably the big question. Like, everybody, David Beckham came in and flashed his pearly whites. Everybody got excited.
So charming.
Everybody got excited when it was
approved.
That
also factors into the location because the soccer hotbeds, at least in Dade, in this city, are Kendall and Doral.
But and the other thing is that and it has to be in Miami. They want it in Miami.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
Oh, yeah, this thing can't be up on me.
Do we want any headlines or no?
Sure. What you got?
World Cup is underway. France and Belgium, no score right now. They're in the 10th minute. Meanwhile, there is other soccer news. Ronaldo going from Real Madrid to Juventus. So he goes from a top club in La Liga to the top club in Serie A in Italy. So we'll see how that goes for him for the 33-year-old.
Guess he's packed for Milan. No one gets that because you guys haven't seen the movie Grown Ups. You can take away a point. It was totally worth it.
Please take away a point.
Saw that I'm already movie. In the hole minus 1,000.
I saw that movie because it was they filmed that movie right by where I grew up. But
you know
still,
what sucks?
Yeah.
Robbie has minus 1,000, and we can't even discuss how he got it.
No, we can't.
Let's just say.
Don't even.
It was off the air.
It was off the air, but it still was worthy of.
Wait, did we make a rule that you could only lose points or something said on
not
the
for
air?
That. No, that, not for that. That's exception to the rule.
Yeah, that's an exception to the rule. Like, if you do something that bad, I don't care if it's on the text, off the air, where it is, you get minus a point or 1,000.
Well, the text has their own scoreboard.
Somebody says that Miami MLS is going to have to focus more on getting Latin American players rather than winning. Man,
the Marlins tried that.
That was the argument for Marlins.
Hey, Alex Fernandez is going to be our pitcher. Everyone come out, okay?
Well, last I checked, the big sell here is your face of your franchise right now is a Brit.
Now, question. Because of how people feel about David Beckham.
Yes.
Are they going to – because the Marlins have a stink on them. That Derek Jeter is going to have to fix.
Yes. Well, that's okay. I think that's why you have a Derek Jeter.
Is MLS
Derek Jeter so
going to come here with a fresh start and have every opportunity to, you know, win people over?
I think
unlike any other, because even when Stephen Ross bought the Dolphins,
yeah, he had stink to worry about too.
Right.
That's the good thing. They're getting to start fresh.
Well, no. I mean, the MLS was here with the fusion.
Yeah, but come on.
But it was a generation. It was, you know, 2 decades ago.
Yeah, I don't think you can put those two together.
So, yes, they do get a fresh start, but where they don't get a fresh start is with something like stadium issues.
I agree.
That's where they don't get a fresh start. Because
is it my understanding
a
that
times.
All they're going to build the stadium, they're just looking for land.
Correct.
That's it.
Yes.
So the city, besides land, the city doesn't have to put a penny into it?
Well, I mean, I'm guessing there's going to have to be some sort of infrastructure.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. But yeah, that's so.
But that goes with any big project.
Okay, but won't the people benefit from that with jobs and stuff like that?
Yeah, but there's that doesn't mean that people will be.
They argued that with the Marlins Park too, that they were going to have.
Look, man,
you know, the whole community was going to build up around.
Now,
it.
Ma said he wants to build around the stadium first.
The bottom,
right?
The bottom, yeah. So all of the garages at Marlins Park, right, are supposed to have businesses in the bottom. How many are there?
None. They didn't
remember there was a T-Mobile when it first opened.
I think there was like a barber shop somewhere. Like that. That's about it.
It wasn't even supposed to be. It wasn't just going to be that.
No,
it was supposed to be everything.
The diagram of the new Marlins Park.
No, got the bowl bar.
They're all fantastic. Look, man, I'm still waiting for my water park down by Hard Rock Stadium. Where the hell's my water park?
Oh, that's not happening. We're getting a tennis facility instead.
They said I was going to get in a water park.
Correct. Across the street. Lot.
But
yeah.
No, you're getting ready to have one of the biggest tennis events of the year.
And, I don't want tennis. I want a slip and slide.
No, tennis is good.
It's closer to you anyway.
Tennis is great. The only problem is where are you going to park for a football game? I keep asking UM, hey, do you know about parking? And we don't.
Me and Rapids.
You don't like rabbits?
Mm-mm.
What?
I knew people who worked there, and I didn't like knowing the secrets.
Like?
I'm not going to share.
Why not?
Don't feel like it's fair, and I don't want some crazy rabbits person to come down.
You have hosed down malls, Santas, all sorts of entities.
It was deserved. That's firsthand knowledge. Your mall, your Wellington, your Santa sucks. He sucks, and he's none, and his elves unfit to work around the holidays.
July.
Same thing for the Galleria Easter Bunny. He's a pervert.
What are you doing?
He whispered into my ear when I was sitting there. When
Wait,
I
were you sitting on Easter Bunny's lap?
You guys haven't heard this story?
No! You sat on Easter Bunny's lap?
What happened?
Wait!
Years
why
ago.
Why are you sitting on Easter Bunny's lap?
Years ago, I lost a humiliation pool bet where I had to go sit on Santa's lap. Joy and I lost, okay?
Yeah.
We were supposed to go sit on Santa's lap.
Daddy likey.
Why are you going to make it weird, man? Why are you going to be weirder than the bunny? He's, so we ended up going at Christmas time. Went too late. It was like... The line was crazy, so we had to do a make good in the spring, sit in Easter Bunny's lap.
Okay,
we go Galleria Mall. So Joy and I are waiting in line, and next to this bunny is a sack of toy bunnies, and so she takes a picture, all cool, and then I go next, and I sit next to this costumed person in a rabbit suit. And to make it funnier, I thought I should grab one of the toy bunnies and hold it up, look at all cute. And this weirdo says through his bunny mask, "Why don't you grab onto the big bunny?" Yesterday in walk-off fashion, they continue their series with the Brewers tonight.
Man, I got to tell you, that last story hurt.
What, the bunny story?
Oh.
Hurt you.
Oh.
A scarred for life, man. Scarred for life.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was terrible. Terrible. Anyway, so yesterday, it's Christian Yelich's first return to Marlins Park. He's an all-star. He's on a first-place team. Things are looking good for him. He obviously is
Tobin made
very
him.
Happy. But I got to tell you, man, he gets up there for this first at-bat. And normally, player of his caliber comes up for that first at-bat. Nice little ovation. Hey, we're yelling.
No, this is what we
Welcome
got.
Welcome back. Hey, LA.
How many people were there?
I think they said like 5,000 something.
Mm. Man.
And he has this look on his face.
Like he's laughing.
He
like,
is cheesing it up. He's like, yeah.
This is why I'm not here.
I am out of here. I'm so happy to be gone. I don't deny that Yelich probably had some good times here, and he said in the paper, oh, you know, great to see some of the familiar faces.
Look.
But he was like, whew.
Let me explain something.
Whew.
He's in first place. The Marlins are.
Yeah.
What else? Like, saying, you know.
It was just
throw
funny.
Him a bone.
Like, he's there on a Monday night against the Brewers, which is always the game we would say, no one's going to Tuesday, Monday night against the Brewers. And there he is, just looking around this ballpark, and there's nobody there. Right. Just like, man, life is different on the other side. It was something. Now, look, the Marlins been playing better. They had a nice
little. They're entertaining.
How nice little month.
They're entertaining.
Nice little month. Got the groundskeeper. Yeah. He's raking. Went deep yesterday.
Yep.
So that's good. Got JT Realmuto. One of the best catches in the game.
Hey, who's playing for Lewis Brinson? I forgot his name. Hayward.
Huh?
Is it Hayward?
Cameron Maben. Yeah.
Can he hit a ball in the air?
I don't know.
Every ball he hits is a hard grounder.
Hitting is not Cameron Maben's thing.
No, that's not a him thing.
It's not his thing. If it was his thing, then it wouldn't have been the best trade. It would have been the worst trade in baseball history when they traded him for the first time.
Just keeps coming back.
Well, look, I don't know what to tell you. That they had to know that was going to happen. Oh, so how about this? So we've been talking a lot of negative Dolphin stuff. A lot of bad news.
Not me.
I know, but I'm just saying we've reported Andrew. A lot of stuff.
Yes.
A lot of bad.
Yes.
But how about this?
Idiots.
Pro Football Focus.
Oh, yeah.
Says Dolphins, one of their five. Sleepers to make the wild card.
Sleepers.
It's not really a sleeper.
Hey,
you go
it's
6-10.
Of a sleeper.
Well, no. You go 6-10. You get your quarterback back. You said it's three wins? Okay. There you have it. I mean, in any on any other team, if a team goes 6-10, 7-9, and they lose their starting quarterback, besides Philadelphia, who won the Super Bowl, okay? It does happen periodically. But, hey, think about this. When the Patriots lost Tom Brady, they went 11-5.
Yep.
When Tom Brady came back, and granted it's Tom Brady, you know, I'm not trying to confuse the two. Starting quarterback comes back. Oh, they're going to be 13-3, 14-2. Like, yeah, man. If you get your starting quarterback back, it's going to be a couple of wins. So I don't know on what planet these people think the Dolphins are only going to have 5 wins.
Well, it was at least good to see that somebody is not trying to bury them completely, because it's been kind of a bloodbath with these preseason predictions. I know they don't matter, but, you know, it's still a bummer, because I think there are probably plenty of Dolphin fans that are just like, man, I don't think anybody has any of these grand thoughts that they're going to be like a team that goes deep into the playoffs.
No,
but good God, they're being compared to the Browns, Jets, and the worst teams in the league.
I'll tell you what, it's better to have low, depressing preseason rankings that say, oh, Super Bowl, this team's going to make a deep run, and then they fall flat like 2006. So it's much better this way. Believe me.
You like it better than when the Dolphins rallied off those like 6 wins to end the year, and then everybody's like, oh, sneaky Super Bowl team.
Dante Culpepper.
Sneaky Super Bowl team the next year, and they poop the bed.
Yeah, this way there's no rat poison. Everyone's got something to prove.
Not only that, but who doesn't love an underdog? Because now everybody really can say on the Dolphins, nobody believed in us. See, that's a dumb thing. Like when the Warriors do that, and they're like, oh, nobody believed. We faced so much adversity. Nobody
no, you didn't.
Nobody believed in us. And you're like, what? What?
You're
not allowed to say that.
Your whole team almost made the All-Star game.
When LeBron's like, I've been an underdog my whole life. It's like,
well,
you're the most terrifying thing on the court. I don't know what exactly you're talking about.
Yeah,
there.
Like basically from the time you were 16, we knew you were going to be the best.
Yeah. I mean, they did televise a lot of his high school games.
That's right. By the way, his agent yesterday, did you see this?
Yeah, no smile.
Hey, man, can you just sign your client to a four? You got him to actually sign a 4-year deal, which got to be nice for you. You can relax a little bit. But this Rich Paul, I mean, what a sourpuss. He's out there.
And like a smirk.
Not even a smirk.
He's I guess.
He's just like, so stoic. What's the deal, Rich Paul?
Way to dress up for the occasion as well.
I mean, what do you feel like you got to dress to impress?
At least throw a jacket on.
Who?
Over the t-shirt.
The agent?
Yeah.
LeBron doesn't have to wear a jacket.
No, LeBron can wear whatever he wants.
The GM's not wearing a jacket.
Yeah, that's a him problem. The agent needs to put a jacket on over the t-shirt.
Rich Paul is just so surly. He's
I'm judgy like that.
How so?
I don't know. I'm judgy like that.
Because on your big days, you're wearing a button down? Is that why?
Yep.
Really?
I dress to impress. That's why I look like Barney today.
Hmm.
I don't know. Some kids were terrified by Barney.
Oh, yeah. I don't like Barney.
I love you.
Clearly, you don't like the Easter Bunny either.
Well, that Easter Bunny is creepy. Big weirdo.
Oh, my goodness.
And then you showed us the picture of the costume, and
he's excited with his carrot.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Really ridiculous.
So, anyway.
Ugh. Horrifying.
Look, it's hard to say who's going to be good and who's not, because you don't know who's stepping up, you know, and who's, you know, everybody's not going to play the same as they did last year.
Yeah, that's fair.
But I will say this, is that the Dolphins were 6-10 and on the bottom of most statistical categories as far as offense, especially defense. They had a lot of guys injured, and they lost their starting quarterback. So they can be a 500 club just from being healthy. Is that safe to – I mean, is that a reach?
I don't think it's a reach. That's why I find the rankings so surprising, that people find them in this position where they're going to be one of the worst in the league. And now, look, I'm sure there's – I do believe there's probably a contingent of Dolphins that don't want to be stuck in the middle. But the thing is, I feel like if you're just 2 years removed from going to the playoffs, you're hoping that that's going to take a leap, because, you know, you just got this coaching staff in here. You did just do some turning over
right
with this franchise. It's not like you want to go start over all again. I know there's people who are tired of having Tannehill as their quarterback and feel like he has peaked. But you got to look at the crop out there and be like, all right, well, where do we go from there then?
Right.
What is the move?
I look at the Dolphins and I think this is that if you start on what happened last year, there's a couple of games last year they just didn't finish. Like, you know, were in the game and just didn't look good. There was a couple of games they never could get it going because of either injuries or inconsistency at certain positions.
Yeah. And, well, like, did you ever feel like if the Dolphins got into a bad situation, like, Cutler's going to sling his way out of this thing?
No, because evidently he's always trying to do as little work as possible.
Little work as possible. It doesn't need to be in cardiovascular shape, man. That's like, for suckers.
Wait, was I the only one that was terrified to hear that?
I
mean, have you ever in your life heard an athlete say, yeah, I'm a professional, but I don't need to be in that good of shape for what I do? Have you ever heard that?
No.
I don't care what position the guy played.
The only thing, the only person I want to hear that is like an old school major league reliever.
Right.
A little
right.
bit of a beer belly.
If he smokes cigarettes in between.
Other than that,
right.
keep that to yourself, my man.
Yeah.
I don't need to hear that, Jay Cutler. But he's going to be on the, he's going to be like the next reality star. He's going to be like a Kardashian pretty soon. We're back. We're back after this. All right, welcome back, guys. World Cup action is going on right now. France and Belgium, 0-0. The 38th minute of this game.
I can't figure out which team is which team.
You got that thing with the goalie too, right?
So is the France is blue, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Their goalie's wearing yellow.
Makes no sense.
Makes
no sense. What's Belgium's goalie wearing?
You ingrate.
White.
White? That's a French color.
Yes.
It makes no sense.
It makes a lot of sense.
I'm going to be thinking all the time there's going to be own goals here.
Why?
Oh, handball.
Look, sometimes you got to take the opinions of people from the outside to make your sport better. And I think as a soccer newbie, you guys...
What color should the goalie wear?
He should be wearing... If they're scoring on Belgium...
Yeah.
Right, the Belgium goalie should be wearing red.
No, because then the referee doesn't know who's the goalie and who's a regular player. Who's allowed to use his hands and who's
the
not.
The guy with the okay. gloves. The, well, the Belgian should be wearing yellow and the French guy should be wearing white.
Let me get this straight. Let me get this straight, okay? Let me get this straight. The ref isn't able to know who the goalie is, but somehow refs are able to call holding in the NFL.
Correct.
So you're telling me I can't find somebody with enough keen sight.
There's 10 officials in the NFL. There's one. No. There's four officials, but one main official.
You don't ever get tired from cranking up the excuse machine on soccer?
No, I'm trying to explain it to you.
Okay, so why?
And what makes that even more amazing is Beast is fighting for soccer. Yeah. I don't know if soccer wants you fighting for them.
And by the way, soccer's already started taking opinions from the outside. We have the VAR replay system.
Yep, VAR added.
Yeah, it's not.
What
that.
Does that stand for? Video.
Video after review.
Even the soccer loyalists, they have to want the goalie to switch their shirts. It has to be a thing. Why can't they just wear bright gloves?
Oh my god.
They're the ones who can use their hands. It's not that hard. Mm-hmm. I just figured it out. Crazy. So the Carolina Panthers got sold.
Yep, but they got to keep that damn statue.
Well, yeah, that's what I wanted to get to. So new owner David Tepper, he finalized the sale this week, Leroy, from Jerry Richardson.
How much?
I don't have the price here. I don't really care. I'm sure oodles of money.
But a billion.
This guy got disgraced out of the league because, remember, he had thing where he called a scout a racial slur. He then was asking women in his building if he could shave their legs. And
man, he's got that's like a Mr. Deeds kind of thing going
on. Yeah, he's Pervert Bunny. And he has one of the gaudiest statues in all of sports.
Yes.
It's a man who is standing between two Panthers.
Holding a football
out, pointing. Right in front of the stadium, by the way. Can't be missed.
Right. Can't be missed.
And somehow, this disgraced owner, they must keep this immortalized monument to him in this. Now, does that change when he dies?
No, it
does not change. It was a
what is the penalty for this?
It was a condition of the sale.
It was irrefutable. That's not the right word.
It was a condition of the sale,
right?
Yeah, but what happens then when the place is mine and I'm like, I'm breaking the clause?
That's Tobin rules. In real life,
there'd be a
people's
lawsuit.
Stipulations. Who's going to sue him?
His estate, if he's dead?
Maybe they don't want the statue either.
Yeah, what are they going to do?
Although there have been people that have been on Twitter saying, it didn't say you can't dress up that statue like a clown.
That's true.
Didn't say you can't deface the statue.
Yeah, but nobody wants a deface statue in front of their stadium either.
Just put a tarp over it.
Jerry Richardson received a statue of himself.
Put a tarp
from
over
himself.
Put a tarp over it.
It was his 80th birthday present to himself.
Put a tarp over it.
Just drape it?
Just drape it.
So you're going to have just this giant tarp.
We didn't take it down. It's here.
I mean, jeez.
Man, this centered perfectly, too, right at the entrance.
Wanted to shave those legs, huh? What a weirdo. Who enjoys that?
Wait, he wanted to what?
Well,
you don't
remember? In the sexual harassment claims, he would request upon his employees if he could shave their legs.
He wanted to shave their legs?
Yeah.
That's right.
Tell you what.
It wasn't just like, I want to watch you shave.
No. He wanted to shave
the legs.
It's
like the dude
legs.
That wanted to rub people's feet in Mr. Deeds.
Yeah.
Now you're getting Robbie all happy.
No. But it's not like Rex Ryan had a thing for feet, which is cool.
Well, he wasn't asking to play with people's feet.
I'm cool with you having a foot fetish. Ugh. But
you want to shave legs?
Yeah, because here's the thing. What if you miss? Like what if you do a nick on the old leg? It's off immediately.
You ever
cut yourself shaving? Oh,
I'm not going to get into this conversation. I'll reveal too much about myself.
Terrible, man. What if in the statue they put a Bic razor?
The best a man can get.
That's how you immortalize it.
Oh, God.
It's crazy. But, hey, look, the statue thing is weird. It's part of, look, it's not in the same realm of weird, but it's the reason the Marlins didn't want to do the Jose statue. There's too much controversy around it. Because you got to explain. And the Panthers, I don't really know how this dude, he wasn't wanted to buy the Panthers so bad, where he's like, no sale. He's like, I'll throw an extra half a bill on this if you don't make me have that statue. He goes, no, my Black Panther statue stays. It's like, oh, you are such a weirdo. Yeah, and I also get to shave your wife's legs. Like, get out of here, you creepy old man.
I used to shave my girlfriend's legs in college.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Not into that, man.
Dude, I just see
you. Too afraid to make an
mistake. I just see him shaving her legs going, I feel pretty. So pretty.
I multiple Adam Sandler's movies.
I was a different
today.
Person in college. Yes. I was.
You're into the shaving?
I went out with this chick that was very dominant, and I was a submissive, and whatever she said, I did.
And she requested you shaving the legs?
Yes.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
A lot of trust in the submissive.
Man.
That was back then, though.
Different guy now?
Different guy. Totally
it's
different
a
guy.
Video assistant review.
I think it's video assistant referee, actually.
A video assistant referee. I had two choices.
Look, all I'm asking is for soccer to fix one thing, and that is...
It's really simple. A goalie cannot... The rule is a goalie cannot wear a jersey that's the same color of either kit that the teams are wearing.
Okay. That's fine. That's not being followed here because the French goalie is wearing Belgium colors, and the Belgian goalie is wearing French colors.
Belgium is wearing a red kit today. The French goalie is wearing yellow.
What color are their numbers, Beast?
Yellow.
Okay, so that's a team color.
But no. It's the color of their jersey. It can't be the same.
Look, I don't know how you guys expect me to start liking soccer if you just won't fix the simplest things.
The French
things.
Are wearing dark blue, and the Belgium goalie is wearing white.
Yeah, white trimmed in dark blue.
Oh, my God.
It doesn't make sense. There's a bunch of colors.
Doesn't make sense.
Pick the guy out in the white shirt versus everybody else?
I always make this equation. Okay?
Oh no, he's wearing green.
The green shoulders.
Okay,
sir. Sir, from the 786 514, I will not answer that.
Here's what we got. Okay.
Yeah.
Listen to this. In boxing, when they introduce the fighters, they say what color shorts they're wearing. You know, wearing the black with green trim.
Or the one guy that swung and missed wearing the white Kmart shorts.
Right. They say what you're wearing. And then very helpful, on the broadcast, next to each name, they'll put the colors of what they're wearing. Can soccer at least do that?
No, they don't even do that because both teams were in red when I looked at the thing. So you couldn't even tell who was who. What if they would have did France in the blue, Belgium in the red? I would at least know what they're wearing.
Yeah, well, how about a different color red? Like, let's, for example, they're wearing, like, Belgium is wearing a deep red. What if they wear, like, an orangey red? So a different type of red, but you at least know it's theirs.
Yes, here.
Just makes no sense.
Here's another thing that ticks me off. Texter points out, can we just call them what they are? Uniforms, not kits.
Exactly.
I hate soccer lingo.
They're kits. You don't wear cleats, you wear boots.
What?
They're boots, soccer boots.
They're not boots.
They're boots.
Don't have spikes.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
You know what a boot looks like?
Yeah, you wore one for 3 years.
Listen to Damian Junior Gong. He says fresh Nike boots.
That doesn't make sense, though, man.
Damian Junior Gong Marley.
Is that why it's the Golden Boot Award?
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't make sense.
No, it does make sense. That's what you call it. That's the proper term.
Yeah, but a boot goes high. Everybody knows that.
No, That's what we say.
You're telling me there's no Cowboys in London?
Uh-oh. Any replies? And it's 0-0, not 0-0.
I'll give him the nil. I'm not taking all the culture out of soccer.
The one thing I do agree with is the clock thing. The clock, they need to just freaking... Ooh. I don't understand why a referee in soccer can't be like every other sport where they control the clock. Hey, when there's an injury or stop and the time has stopped, you stop the clock.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
That's the one thing I would like. Not this extra time, not all this other stuff.
It's pretty amazing.
Just stop the clock.
It's pretty amazing that of all the texts that we've had about soccer, that's the one that lasted the longest. When is this game in? How much time? They have an extra 2 minutes, but then extra time, and then the game can end if somebody is driving. Please.
Crazy.
When it gets to zero, you blow the whistle. Game over, you lose.
Wait a minute. No, but there's so many unwritten rules in every other sport that you just accept.
Only baseball,
because it's your sport.
Only baseball.
Not true. No.
Name an unwritten rule in football.
Holding on every
play.
There's
holding on every play. You don't call it on every play.
What about the flopping in soccer? They don't call it all the time.
Has Neymar even gotten a yellow card for his flopping?
I mean, Neymar's getting crushed. Like, people are doing the Neymar challenge.
Did you see the whole high school?
Oh, there's a whole, yeah.
I sent you guys a video of
the whole team. Yeah. They're doing this. It's crazy. The best, though, is when they have him just rolling down the road.
Field,
the meme.
Not a pitch.
It's a pitch.
I like it being called a pitch. I just want the colors
fixed.
When
you play rec league with your son,
no, it's a field.
Okay.
Field one, field two.
Okay, there.
If we're all throwing ideas to fix soccer, they need to fix this offsides rule. It bails out the defender. Instead of guarding your man, you can move up and create an offsides trap and get your defender offsides to get the ball.
That's stupid.
Look, if you guys want me to like soccer, you got to play by some of my rules.
No, I don't want to play by any of your rules. First of all, the game has existed for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years before your stupid want to inject rules.
I feel like fashion has become a bigger thing in soccer, and the goalies used to wear the team's colors.
No, they did not.
Nah, I think they did.
No, they didn't. It's been forever. They've worn separate colors. Nah. It is a rule of the game.
I'm pretty sure
How dare you?
I'm pretty sure I saw Tim Howard wearing at least the red, white, and blue. Not out there wearing lime green.
Wait, what the hell's a bug? As much as I hate to agree with Tobin, they need to fix the unis. Leroy, they have the uni colors in the top left bug.
Like he's talking in the top left of the screen where they have the little score with the thingy.
I don't have supersonic.
We're watching on 12-inch television.
Yeah, all right.
By the way, we're supposed to have huge TVs all over the place in the new building. If we ever move.
Yeah, but the problem is that 400 people are going to be sharing those TVs.
You know what would be cool? If we just bring them here, because it takes no effort to plug in a television. I mean, it could be done in 10 minutes. It'd be cool to get some new TVs here. I'm just saying. What do you think we're going to do? Leave them here?
Does LG still make TVs?
Yeah. I think so.
Well, these are the thickest flat screens.
Well,
I've
we have
seen.
An LG and we have a ViewSonic, which is really just a computer monitor.
All right,
that's all they all are now.
By the way, at least we get two two different channels. We're, us and Light are the only two studios that get more than just the six cable stations.
We're a sports station, shouldn't we?
Well, Light, I don't know. Light, you know, gets, they're the heavy hitter around here.
I understand, but they're playing Barry Manilow.
No, not anymore. They don't play Barry. They're playing like Bruno Mars.
They play some Barry Manilow.
Nah. Let's go ask Andy. Want me to get Andy in here?
No, definitely not.
Talk about the playlist?
Please don't.
Hashtag 30 hour with the program director Light.
I'm out of here. All right. You've annoyed me. You took none of my soccer suggestions. And
they're stupid.
Somebody said there's also one girl in women's volleyball who wears a different color.
That is true. They can't spike it. I forget what that's called.
Toby, you should know that.
I don't remember that.
There's a position in volleyball that is not.
It's like a libero or something like that.
Yeah, it's libero or something like that. It's you can't. They can't spike it. They can only play defense, basically.
Well, that's the shortest girl then.
I don't know how that works.
But they rotate. They rotate all around the.
We'll answer that tomorrow. We'll get into the specifics of what person in volleyball can spike and who cannot. See you guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.